I'm Gordon Clark, and for this week's Kansas Wheat Report, we will talk about how a Nigerian trade team connected with the Kansas wheat supply chain. As all eyes are watching the progression of the Kansas wheat harvest, two leaders from one of Nigeria's largest flour milling companies traveled to the Sunflower State for a firsthand peek at the harvest and to discuss global trade dynamics and wheat breeding innovations. Kansas Wheat organized the team's time in Kansas from June 14th to June 16th as part of a larger trade mission organized by U.S. Wheat Associates. While in Kansas, the team toured the IGP Institute and the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center to discuss global trade dynamics and demand drivers and see firsthand the advancements happening with wheat breeding technology. The team also took a quick stop by the K-State agronomy fields north of campus to check out the ripe wheat. Before departing for their next stop, the team met with the grain trade based in Kansas City and toured the Great Plains Analytical Laboratory. In competitive markets like Nigeria, there is nothing more valuable than connecting the leading flour mills directly to the people working in the U.S. wheat supply chain, said Dominique Opperman, U.S. Wheat Regional Program and Marketing Specialist for the Sub-Saharan African region, who accompanied the team to Kansas. These face-to-face interactions allow global buyers to gain firsthand insights that reinforce the value that U.S. wheat brings to their operations. Nigeria is the largest buyer of U.S. wheat in sub-Saharan Africa. U.S. wheat sales expanded sharply in the 2025-2026 marketing year, hitting 1.65 million metric tons, or 60.7 million bushels, more than double the prior year, and ranking Nigeria as the fifth largest market for U.S. wheat. The pace of commercial sales to Nigeria was sustained throughout the marketing year, despite strong world supplies and cheaper alternative origins, often at a 15-25% discount, in the latter half of the marketing year. While still below export levels from 15 years ago, continued purchases throughout the marketing year underscore the country's role as an opportunistic destination for quality U.S. wheat amid the shifting West African sourcing patterns and strong milling demand. Notably, while the majority of these purchases were for U.S. hard red winter wheat, Nigeria also purchased more than 68,000 metric tons, or 2.5 million bushels, of hard white wheat. U.S. wheat is used predominantly in dense, high-volume loaf bread, in addition to increasingly popular pasta products. After leaving Kansas, the team is also touring the wheat supply chain across North Dakota and Minnesota as part of their fast and furious travels across the United States. They will take all that they have learned back to Nigeria, armed with the insights they need to make informed purchasing decisions in the upcoming year. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Gordon Clark.